damn it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we live. This is blogtalkradio.com/realtalkwithrosebud. Usually, I have a lot of doggone people in the queue, but I don't have that many people in the queue today. But that's okay because I got a lot of things to talk about. You know, this is the Down and Dirty one-on-one show with yours truly, Rosebud Bitter Dose. Now, I mean, I'm sure you guys, that's out there listening, have you probably figured out that Steve Dedean and I had some sort of misunderstanding, whatever you want to call it, and we don't hang. But my show is going on. But what I need you to do is at least blast it for me, please. I need you to put it on your Facebook page, blast it to all your friends, because at this point, it's like I'm starting over. I'm starting from the very beginning. My partner didn't see fit to let you know that we would be going different ways. I just found it out, but it's cool. I'm not mad at him because he was the greatest thing, one of the greatest things that happened to me. I'm glad I met the Dean. So I ain't mad at him. I just know that there's many of you guys out there that's not getting to hear me because you don't know where I'm at. I get emails about it every day. I've heard my old partner to let you guys know where I am, but I'm told that he don't do that, so we can't, you know, make a big thing out of a little deal. I just have to rebuild my show. And it might be at a snail's pace, but we will get our listenership back up. The call-in number is 657-383-0809. Call in, press 1. You can holler at me. See, this show is different from my Ask Rosebud show. This show is about more about the game. You know, pimping hoes and slamming motherfucking pimp cargoes, that kind of shit. And I'm glad about it. You know, I kind of was disenchanted, you know, because I thought it was going to, I don't know what I thought, but it was a negative thought. And I was with it for a long time. But once I started this show, and once we started actually interacting, this show is needed, so I'm going to just keep doing it. Don't worry about sometimes I sound disenchanted, because I may be at that point, but I'm not overall disenchanted. I am overall enchanted. I want this shit. You guys are all male. I will admit that you are all male. Supposedly, you are men. And you're claiming to want real game from me. Shit. We got a station, a special day and time that we can cut loose and get this shit that you want to talk about out in the open. So I know it's going to take a little while. I'm not expecting you to jump off the motherfucking bridge right now. We just got to get it. We want this forum to be interactive to the extent you provide the topics that we talk about, because I don't want to encourage nobody to be a pimp. I am not trying to encourage anyone to be a pimp, but I do know of the pimps I see, there's just so much missing. So what I call myself doing is just, you know, kicking real shit that you guys that's out there now don't get to hear, because I'm telling you, at one time, this game was so plentiful. That's why it was such a private organization, if you want to call it that. It was so plentiful that you could walk down the street, you know, and run into some real live game. Just standing on the corner, smoking a cigarette or a joint or whatever. You know, you could sit there 10, 15 minutes, leave, and woo-woo, you know, come back 2 hours later, there's a whole nother motherfucker, it was going on like that, and you guys don't have it like that. So I call myself giving you the information that we used to stand up and get, take hours, take years to actually get. So we kicking it on this show like that. Now, remember that one of the only ways that I could gauge that this show is successful is by me being able to talk with you. So let's do that. Remember, that phone number is 657-383-0809. You press 1, and you get to holler at me. This show is brought to you by DownAndDirty101.com and AskRosebud.com. You go to those sites and check them out. On this show, DownAndDirty101.com, our site is about the game. I'm not flaunting the game, so you got to go through it and see where the game is, but that's what it's about. That particular site is about bringing this game back up to standards. And Ask Rosebud, that's a totally different site. It's about manhood and becoming a man, accepting your responsibilities as a man. And all of the information on that show, which is Sundays at 6, is about that. Go to those sites and check them out. They are two distinct sites with two distinct goals. Luckily, both of them are for you. So, fellas, I'm gonna start getting into tonight. I'm really noticing this too, that even though you guys say you have hoes, even though, you know, I get these emails from dudes and they I don't know why they're afraid to ask the question on the air, but they will ask the question in the instant message. Yo, Rosebud, I just got a quick question. Woo woo. And I never answer. I tell them that I give all the free answers in the world on my show. If you want some personal coaching, hit my site, set up some coaching, and we can talk one-on-one. But I never really answer instant messages, because that's just a way for you to remain scary. Because if what you're saying is important and you really want to know it, bring your ass on the air and ask it. I will certainly answer it. I'm not limiting what you could ask me on the air. But what I am doing, I'm trying to get you guys to understand that, for one, I just don't like all those goddamn instant messages. And for two, I'm just not going to answer them. Because you could very well ask me that question on the air. We're still going to be anonymous. I don't know what you think is the big difference where you could ask me in the instant message, but you can't ask me on the phone. I don't know where you are in either case, so you guys just should understand that I want you guys to quit being hiding behind this technology. Like I said, luckily, both of those goddamn sites are for you guys, and excuse me, I'm noticing, like I said, is you guys, even though you say you have hoes, I'm talking about, even though you say you have hoes, you lack the confidence to be the pimp that you want to be. I don't really get it, but I'm seeing it. And that's what I have been trained to do, see the problem, try to see where it root at, and try to uproot it. That's what I do. And what you guys don't understand is my courses can help tremendously in both arenas I'm talking about. But, of course, it's up to you to decide to reach out and ask for that shit. My male confidence course is a shit. And of course it is, in quotes, for squares. But if you motherfuckers that's out there in this game understood how to listen to it, you can see that it's for you too. If you want it, hit me up. I will tell you how to listen to it. It's very easy, but if you don't know, you'll never do it. So hit me up, get the course, we'll talk. My site has just as many tools on it as my Down and Dirty site have. Okay, now I tried something else. Can you guys hear me now? Somebody hit me up. Just press one right quick. Let me know if you could hear me. Somebody, anybody, 347. Let's go here, man. Hey. Oh, okay. Looks like you can hear me. You saying you can hear me, fellas? All right, man. I don't know what was going on, but what I will do is start this motherfucker over. Because you couldn't hear nothing, right?
No.
Okay, so we're going to just start over. That's what we're going to do, man. I've seen you guys coming and dropping off, but I did not understand what was going on. So, where we at? We at the Down and Dirty Show. That's right. Hey, I'm sorry for all the technical problems. I was trying to... Oh, shit, fuck it. But anyway, this is the Down and Dirty Show. Oh, hold on, you guys. Let me put you back in the queue. And, god damn, man, this is... Hell, that was me. But anyway, we ready to roll. Shit, fuck it. I'm going to start over. Like I say, this is the Down and Dirty Show 101 with yours truly, you know, Rosebud motherfucking Bitter Dubs. Now, I hope you guys know that I'm starting this channel from scratch. I don't... I mean, you know, me and Steve the Dean, you know, I was on the man mindset. We had, I don't really know what it was, but there was some sort of a misunderstanding, and Brother Dean felt that we should go separate ways, which is fine. I ain't mad at him. He's a great asset for me. And, hell, you know, I just thought he would at least tell you guys where I'm at. I'm having a lot of people hit me on Facebook asking me, where am I? So just for those you're on here now, tell all your friends where I'm at. I'm at blogtalkradio.com/ Real Talk with Rosebud. That's where I'm at. So make sure you guys tell your people to get at me. We got to rebuild this station. That's what I have to do. That's not what I wanted to do, but that's what I got to do. So we're going to rebuild it, and, you know, that might be at a snail's pace, but we will get our listenership back up, or at least I will. I will get it back up. You just bear with me. The call-in number is 657-383-0809. All you got to do is press 1. You can holler at me, you know, and we got shit to talk about. You all are male. I accept that. You're all supposedly men. And the difference between this show and my other show is that you guys are claiming that you want real game. You want some real game from me. Now, let's put everything in perspective. We got a special station. We got a special day and time that we can cut loose and get the shit that you want to talk about out in the open. So what I'm saying is I would really like to see you take advantage of this show. I mean, I was very hankty about it. I mean, it had been brought to my attention many times by many of you. But it's discouraging to know that the motherfuckers that's on this show are the ones out there representing this game. Because, I mean, I basically got to damn near beg you to talk. I mean, I got to explain everything, which I don't even mind any of that. So don't get me wrong. I know I got to do it. I chose to do it, and I'm going to do it. I just want you to understand what is going on. This show is brought to you by DownAndDirty101.com and AskRosebud.com. I mean, go to those sites. Check them out. They're different sites. They are two distinct sites with two distinct goals. Luckily, both of them are for you. The Down and Dirty site is about people who are game-oriented and want more clarity on the finer points of the game. And Ask Rosebud is for men who lack the competence, lack the conversation skills to actually be out there and be a Lothario. So they have two distinct goals. I'm noticing, I'm going to just be honest, I'm going to get right into it. I'm noticing that even though you guys say you have hoes, I get a lot of you guys on that say you have hoes. You don't be on my show. That's what's curious. But you don't be on my show, but you will instant message me and tell me that whatever about your whatever, your fucking ability to catch. And we'll have all this long conversation about your ability. And then in the end, you really and truly still in the same place when you get off the phone because you can't catch. Now, there is a reason for that. And I don't really profess to know every single thing, but I know a lot about catching women. And you guys, pimps. Well, at least you say you're pimps. I can't tell because we're on this computer. And this whole show today is going to be about what I'm going to talk about. But my course, well, it's not going to be about my course. But what I'm saying is my course can help you guys in that arena. I mean, everything about the course is up to you. If you reach out, you can get it. But it's not, I don't advertise or talk about it on this show because this is another show. This is Down and Dirty by the Game. The Ask Rosebud show, which is about that course, has hella information that'll make you more comfortable with having to open your mouth and get at a bitch. They both have tools. My Ask Rosebud site has as many tools on it as Down and Dirty or vice versa. It's just that the Ask Rosebud tools are about conversation. Different, there's 26 environments where you can improve your conversation as far as learning how to talk to this kind of woman. Down and Dirty so far has 22 tools, and those tools are about the finer points of getting at women, hoes. I don't even use the word women on those tools. I really hoes and pimping. That's all I'm talking about. And you just need to know you can go to either one of those goddamn sites and you can gain some knowledge on how to design a winning conversation on Ask Rosebud or how to have hella game on Down and Dirty 101. You know, I be having a lot of dudes tell me that my shit is deep, which I know my shit is deep. I know that I am not a surface motherfucker with just, you know, some little shit I didn't read. I really talk about shit. I don't, you know, do like most of the books that tell you to do or most of the other dudes. I give you actual things that you can do. And that's because I'm a real motherfucker from the same goddamn streets that you want to go to. I'm from those same streets. I talk about pimping on this show and all the finer points of the game. Now, you guys can say you can talk to this whoever, and he has game about every goddamn thing, I guess sort of like I do, but you won't find one that really did some pimping. You won't find one that really did the traveling, sending hoes here and there. You won't find one that really and truly caught thousands of women. I'm specific most times. Most times I'm very specific, but sometimes I do generalize. And the reason I'm saying that is I think I'm going to make a couple generalizations tonight. And when I do, I'll point them out to you. But I don't usually generalize. I am very specific in what I'm talking about. And those of you that have been following me know I've been talking this shit two or three times a week for the last 8 years. And maybe or maybe not, I say the same thing sometimes, but that's because the theme never changes. There's only two themes. One is pimping on bitches, and the other one is catching motherfucking women. So what I'm saying is those themes, along with the overall theme of being a, you know, a man at all times, are the only things that we talk about. We don't talk about driving or fixing cars or none of that kind of goddamn shit. We don't talk about playing no goddamn video games. You know, we don't talk about none of that shit. I don't give a fuck if you buy your bitch, whatever you buy your bitch. That's on you. But what I do care about is that you have the understanding about what the fuck you're doing. So the call-in number is 657-383-0809. That's the number to call in. You know, and pressing one is the only way we can kick it. So that's what I want to do. I want to kick it. Now, the big thing about this show is that I give you a different take on dealing with potential hoes. It's really probably very difficult for you guys to actually believe that you can be a lady killer, but it is true, and it's easy. All you need to do is recognize the obvious and accept what it means. It should be obvious, unless you rode the short bus to school, it should be obvious that I have clearly laid out a roadmap on how to approach a woman. I have clearly laid out a roadmap on how to approach a hoe or a potential hoe. And in both instances, I've laid out how to garner all her attention. I've done that in my course, and like I said, with those tools. You might still wonder, how is this accomplished? Well, first of all, why don't you check the course out and the tools? But second of all, that, you know, since you have been so unsuccessful at catching a girlfriend or a hoe, you know, the ones that have taken what I preach serious, taken it to heart, they don't have that problem anymore because, you know, they bought and used the material and have produced on catching bitches. There's a lot of things involved when you're trying to catch a bitch, the pimp on her or the fucker, either one, it's a lot of things involved. And see, this is where I come in. This is where I'm important because I know these things. And I know there's many things none of you think about when it comes to catching a hoe. Now, I'll tell you what, we're going to pull something out and we're going to talk about it. Let's see. Well, no, I don't really want to use that. Let's use something. I'm thinking right now. Let's get a set. You know what? I'm going to use it. Manners. The first thing that came to my mind was manners. And I said no, but I also know there's a lot of things going on when it comes to using your manners. When you understand women, you understand that everything you do has an effect on them. And there are many benefits to having manners. But the benefits really come if you know when to use your manners. Now, that's one thing. That's another thing. I just go really deeply into on my course when I be explaining the different things that you can use to catch a woman. But manners are as important as the belief system that you need to live by, especially when you're out in the streets fucking with hoes. Now, damn, I just thought of something. You do have a fucking belief system to live by. I mean, I'm sure you have a belief system. I'm just going to take for granted you do. You do have a belief system, don't you? Well, I'm going to say a thing or two about manners, and you know, then we can go a little bit into your belief system. But when you're out hunting, when you're out on the prowl doing your thing, why would you limit yourself? See, you guys all do the same things when you go out, and I'm not going to say it's good or bad. All I'm going to say is most of you get the same results. than that you be coming home by yourself unless you're spending money. But what I'm saying is, why limit yourself? Why make yourself limited to anything you're thinking? Especially limit yourself to depending on having to make contact or have a conversation to catch a woman. Why limit yourself to those things? Because I don't do that shit. I depend on the entire me to catch. I will use all of my masculine wiles to get any broad to notice me, because first, they got to notice you. Matter of fact, do you know what masculine wiles are? Have you developed your masculine wiles? Yeah, see, a couple of things we didn't already mention in this little couple of minutes we've been talking that you don't think about when it's time to catch it. You don't think about it because you haven't been told about it. But I'm going to put you up on the shit, and if you really want to learn about it, it's on you. Did you even know you had masculine wiles? You've heard of feminine wiles. And if I asked you what is feminine wiles, you more than likely could come up with an idea of what feminine wiles are. But when I ask you what is masculine wiles, you can't come up with anything. This is why you need to kick it with me. This and a zillion more reasons, but this is one. Because I talk about shit that your ass don't think about. Women use their feminine wiles on dudes all the time. And you see it. She don't even have to be using them on you. You can see her using them on somebody else, not even your friend. But what's really amazing is that you accept a woman using her feminine wiles to manipulate this unsuspecting guy. And at the same time, not once did you so-called men think to develop your masculine wiles to counter what she does. Because it's a game of chess. If she knows some shit about making moves that you don't know, then you're going to get checkmated. But if you know shit about every goddamn thing, even about shit you don't know shit about, because I know shit about shit I don't know shit about. All I got to do is see it. And when I'm faced with it, I already made my decision about it. See, this is the sad state that the game is in. Motherfuckers that don't think about shit and they want to have women paying them. They don't even want to have a reasoning for being paid. They just want to be paid. That's where the game is today. So what I'm going to do is kick it with you about different things tonight. And, you know, when you guys, let me see. I'm looking at my points right now. But see, I don't see nobody that has a question. Everybody just listening. All right. I mean, if that's what you want to do, because for the beginning of this show, the show's life, it's going to be in your hands. So we'll see how you play it. This is really in my hands, but I don't want to be fussing at you. I didn't got it, a lot of instant messages where they're telling me how, well, you know, we just like to listen to you, OG. You know, and then it ain't that we don't have no questions. I sometimes read all that shit, but I don't read it because let me tell you something, fellas. You can explain anything you want to explain. You can explain it to where it makes hella sense. And if it make enough sense to you, for you to believe it, then just go ahead on and believe it. You don't got to explain shit to me. But I know for a fact, I don't give a fuck if you were just listening or not. When shit comes to you, you make yourself have a question about it, especially if you're a curious type of individual and you want to see shit. See, because right now I'm talking about masculine wows, and no one knows what they are. But did you hear me mention manners earlier? See, this is another reason why you need to kick it with me. Because you don't know how to feed your information to people. See, the way I fed you that about manners, I'll tell you about manners in a minute. But I fed that to you. And once I start talking about it, you're going to remember me saying it. See, that's how I talk to bitches. I feed them a little something, and then I play past it, and then I get to talk about some other shit, and then that shit I fed them is marinating in their head, and then I get at them by going back to that shit. I know what I'm doing. Do you know what the fuck you're doing? Because let me tell you something. Masculine wows is the things that you use to attract women that you would not use on a dude. Long as it's for females only. So what masculine wows in this case means, and I'm talking about manners. Manners is an aspect of masculine wows. What I'm talking about is if I see a woman getting ready to sit down and I'm near enough to her, I'm not going to race across the room to do this, but if I'm near enough, I'll say, allow me. And I'll say that as I pull her seat out to allow her to sit down. And when she says, thanks, I'm going to say, my pleasure, man. But at that point, I'm not going to say nothing else to the bitch. Because I'm using my masculine wows at that point. I'm going to let my masculine wows attract her. I'm going to definitely have leaned in close enough for her to get a whiff of my cologne. She's going to see my alluring smile. And when I allow her to sit down and push her seat in, she's going to be very pleased that I was a gentleman like that. See, but what I do afterwards is what I'm talking about, using my masculine wiles. Because at that point, she's wide open for me to say something to her after I didn't help her sit down. You know, I might say whatever the hell, whatever the fuck you motherfuckers say. And she's going to say whatever she says. She's totally prepared for that. But she's not prepared for a motherfucker that don't say shit. He's just, my pleasure, man. Have her sit down and then raise up and leave. See, because that's what I do. I'm going to be prominent to where she can see me, but I'm not going to follow up that gesture I made as a gentleman with hidden on. What I'm going to do is stay in her general vicinity so that she can watch me. And when I feel her eyes burning my back, I'm going to turn towards her. And if I do catch her, you know, glimpsing at me, I'm going to shoot a smile at her. See, what I'm saying is masculine wiles has more to do with intrigue than feminine wiles. Feminine wiles have to do with innuendos. Masculine wiles have to do with intrigue. Intrigue is something that you really must know how to use to your advantage. And anything that leaves a woman to guess is intriguing to her. So what I'm saying to you is I'm playing my hand. I understand the scenario that I'm drawing right here. And remember, I'm a 65-year-old man, so some of this may be a little more adult than you motherfucking 23-year-old motherfuckers want to do, but still, get this game. All women are the kind of people who they just have to know. That's part of their DNA. They have to know. It's pretty difficult for a woman to wonder about someone and not find out about them. She's going to do what she can to find out. She already, now this woman that I didn't play my hand with, she already believes she knows where I'm going to go if I start talking to her. She knows where I'm coming from. She tells herself this. So I know, unless you get her out of that mode of knowing, I know I have a very difficult time catching her. And I work smarter, not harder. That's why I wouldn't hit on her. See, if I don't hit on her, she won't know. She'll see me, she'll remember my cologne's fragrance, but she won't know because I haven't said shit to her. And her curiosity will start growing. See, I know she is wondering what kind of dude I am because she is used to a dude following that polite gesture for her to, you know, to take a seat with a come on. And see, coming on to her would put her right in the position to forget all about how much of a gentleman I've been. And it'll get her on her rejection horse, ready to shoot me down. See, this is how sharp my motherfucking ass is. And let me see. You know, I felt like I might have a question. 347-286. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
347-286.
What's up with you, man?
What's up, bud? It's Katie Stunts. I was thinking, with regard to your question about the masculine wild, and you're kind of answering already, but I was thinking as you use men, and that you're going to go into chivalry and being chivalrous. But also, like, masculine wilds is those things that represent being a man and being manly, like, around a woman and how you are in tune with yourself and who you are around women. So that's my answer, to go ahead and answer to that question you asked.
What question are you answering? Do you know you have masculine wiles, or what is masculine? What are you answering?
Yeah, your question, the one you asked was, the one I was answering is the one you asked is, what is masculine wiles?
Okay, go ahead.
The other thing, there was something you were saying, and you were saying, it's two things. It was about being a gentleman, sort of like on the lines of being a gentleman. And I was thinking, well, scrap that one because I don't have that thought fully thought out. But so the last one you were saying, I think that's about it. I just got so much. It was so much you said, and then I had – and the questions are just popping. And and every time I start saying something, I start thinking of something else. So I'm just going to have to fall back. Hold up. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You know what compartmentalize mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I got you.
So what I'm saying is, what you just said, the last thing you said is a very bad problem you need to handle. You get to talking, and when you start talking, there's so many things coming up in your head. You don't have whatever you just said. You don't have it fully thought out. See,
right.
You got to learn to compartmentalize shit. Progressive thoughts can be virtually anything, but you can't have, let's say, a compartment that has progressive thoughts, and in that same compartment, you have what you're going to do about progressive thoughts, because then you're going to be jumbled like you are. You got to be able to have a progressive thought about whatever the hell you're thinking. And then when you start finding yourself thinking about that, things to do, then you got to
compartmentalize and start making a new compartment for this stuff. It sounds like a whole bunch of gibberish and words, but it's not, because once you start thinking it, you start thinking how to do it. To hear me explain how I do it is not necessarily going to help you, but hearing me say that I do it would be much more help for you, because in that case, you would figure a way for you to do it. If I told you how I did it and the way I do it don't work for you, then you would stop right there. So what I'm saying is, you need to understand compartmentalizing. You need to understand that if you cannot think a full thought without taking it personal, then you're going to have problems. Because what I'm saying is, can you imagine how many times I actually think while I'm talking to a woman that she playing me, or she's saying some bullshit to me, or whatever I think that would make me, if I doggone let it, not handle myself correctly. So what I'm really trying to say to you is, these things in the last few interactions I had with you are very prevalent to me. And if you believe you, then you continue doing what you think. But if you believe I got any credence in what I'm saying, then you need to think of what the fuck I'm talking about. Because there's one thing that a lot of the guys have in common. When you have a situation, because you have been brought up on, you got put up on this or that, when you have that situation, you stuck with it, and you don't want to allow that situation to even be wrong. Otherwise, you know, talking to you, you surmise what you surmise. And then instead of you surmising it as a potential situation to be correct, you surmise it as correct, and you take a stance right there. And when you're wrong, soon as you admit you're wrong, you'll have to, your whole kingdom would have to crumble. That's why it is so difficult for you to admit any type of mistake you made. The only thing you will do is acknowledge it, and then you will explain why you made that mistake. And then it's like the little kid that's in the crosswalk that's ran over. Does she want to know why you ran her over? I mean, is why you ran her over going to make her get up and not be ran over?
No.
You need to think of that. You need to think of that, man. Because why does not matter. Why matters to you when you're thinking and contemplation. But why does not matter as far as why this or that happened. Why is just, there's nothing as far as why it happened. Why only works when you're thinking about something in retrospect and you wonder, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Then you answer those things and you're fine. But if you're trying to explain why you do something, whatever you did is already done. And if whoever you're talking to see it in whatever way they see it, they already see it that way. And there's no explanation. There's no explaining. It's either accepting and adjusting or rejecting. You need that, man.
Well, all right. There's a couple things you said there, and they touched on a couple of situations and things that I've seen happening occurring. I generally don't tend to want to go ahead and apologize or admit that I'm wrong.
What if you are?
I mean, if I am, then I am. It happens.
No. If you are, and you say what you just said, if I am, then I am. You wouldn't say you generally don't like to admit that. You wouldn't say that. See, this is what you don't understand about conversation. If somebody hears what you say, they're dealing with what you said. And if you said you generally don't like to admit that you're wrong,
but I will if it comes down to it. If I have no choice, then and it is, and the facts is there.
What does choice have to do with being wrong or right? If you're wrong, did you choose to be wrong?
No.
Okay, so what does choice have to do with it?
I was just saying if
I didn't ask you that. I asked you what does choice
doesn't necessarily have to do anything with being wrong or right.
That's right, bro. The more you answer truthfully, the more you will grow. The more you bullshit yourself with all these skirting around the issue and all that shit, you ain't going to do shit but keep doing the same shit. Choice has nothing to do with it, which means you ain't had no business bringing it up because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Period.
Okay, well,
That's what you do. You start explaining what you was doing.
Right, okay.
Who cares what you was doing, man?
Okay.
You know, if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. No one cares about if you did something wrong, why you did it.
Right.
The only person that cares about that loser shit is you. That's why you do it unconsciously, and you make yourself, you know, look whack because you're not even thinking past what you're trying to explain. Now, I done brought this to you in a couple of ways, and let me tell you something else about how I play, about that situation you responded to, talking about the mirror. See, that was a setup, and I was setting it up for you because if you reacted to it, you would be proving my point because that situation, which just like now, nobody knows what we're talking about but you and me. It was anonymous. And you identified yourself, accepted all of this, that, and the other in your response. So what I'm saying to you,
I'm not explaining it.
Don't say nothing.
I'm trying to tell you what I did.
And what I did was see that if this is a beta motherfucker, they're gonna fucking take this bait, they're gonna identify themselves.
I wasn't.
And they're gonna.
Rough.
I don't. Hey man, can you be quiet? You know what? Let me just put you back in the queue. Let me just put you back in the queue. I don't want to hear your shit because you're just full of shit. What I'm saying is, if you a beta motherfucker, he's gonna take this bait, and he's gonna take this bait, and he's gonna identify himself, and he's gonna identify the problem. Why? Because a beta motherfucker can't, he's just like a woman. He can't, like, not know. He gotta know. Whereas an alpha motherfucker will take what he knows as fact and fuck everything else. You didn't know that, and I did, and I issued that test out to you, and you did exactly what a beta motherfucker would do. And by you hearing that, you're going to explain all the things, all the reasons why you did what a beta would do. Whereas the only people that care about that are beta motherfuckers. The only motherfucker want to hear why you did a beta move is a beta motherfucker. That ain't me. That ain't a lot of the motherfuckers that's listening to my show. That's you. And you won't accept it. And if I let you back in right now, the only thing you're going to do is start explaining why you did it. You know, I was walking in this crosswalk, and it was very crowded. And this car turned right in front of all the people, ran over my foot, fucked my foot up. And then he jumped out the car, and he started explaining to me why he ran my foot over. And I told him, man, is that like, you know, taking the pain from me or what? You did it. It doesn't matter why you did it. But then you need to understand that's what goes for you, man. It doesn't matter why you're doing it. What matters is that you see it's wrong or right to do it.
And if you change up what you're doing and you start trying to describe or explain why you made the change, that would matter. But as far as why damage is done, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go to 213-421. What's your first name? What's your question? 213, are you there? Okay, maybe not. 347, I think that's you, Katie. 337, now I think you're the one that helped me in the beginning, right? You didn't have a question, right, bro?
Right.
All right, let me put you back in. Okay. So 213 would be the only one with the question, and 213 went off. People are so fucking funny when they do that goddamn shit. Hey, you know what? All I got to do, if I really fucking wanted to bust you out, I just, you know, pull you back up, man. But it's okay. It don't matter. So what I'm really saying is women have a hard time, you know, wondering something that they know they don't know. And she's going to try to find it out. Dudes who are betas have that in common with women. They got to figure it out. They got to be heard. Whatever the hell they were saying means hell a lot to them, so it got to be. That shit, I mean, that shit ain't shit. It really doesn't mean anything except to you. That's why, bruh, I be talking to you the way I be talking to you, because I think about the things you are not thinking about. That's why if you would ever be quiet and accept information as information and then decide about that information, whether or not you want to accept it as true or false, and let's say you accept it as true, then you would start adjusting what you're doing. But you can't do that because you're too busy explaining why you think what you think. So, back to this woman that I know what I'm doing with. I told you I didn't hit on her when I, you know, pulled the seat out. And I know why I didn't hit on her, because I want her to get out of that motherfucking knowing what's going on mode. I want her into that wondering what's happening. See, so what I'm saying is once I know she's wondering what kind of dude I am, and I know she's wondering because she's used to a dude following that polite gesture for her seat with a come on. See, if I came on to her, it would put her right in the position to forget all about, you know, how much of a gentleman I am, how I, whatever, played my hand. See, playing it this way leads her to wonder about what I'm about. So since she has to wonder, she's going to pay much more attention to me. She's going to pay much more attention to my every move as long as I'm in her sight. And once I, you know, let's say I feel her stare burning my back, once I catch her looking at me and smile at her, see, I know I really have her attention at that point. And I just ignore her for another 20 or 30 minutes. I do this shit because I believe she is going to, in some way, come to my vicinity in the next 20, 30 minutes. I just believe it. And when she does, I'll make my move then. See, what I'm saying is, I know she's going to do it because curiosity kills women. If she eyes me or have, you know, some kind of way is looking at me as she approaches, it means that she's not going to come directly up to me. Because, you know, my not speaking to her after being a gentleman kind of threw her off. And she's not really sure where I'm coming from. But since she wants to be, you know, this mouse, she's going to let me see her coming towards me and make me start licking my chops because I'm ready for her. And to me, I like them a little antsy like that.
Because for them, it's really exciting. It's an exciting way for them to feel. They like to play that cat and mouse type game, where she is, of course, the mouse. And whatever she do, I got to track her down. Of course she likes that. If I do say anything to her, if I, you know, do make myself say something to her, it's going to be slightly challenging. It's going to be a slightly challenging statement to her. I'm not going to just make an innocuous statement. I'm going to say something like, wow. It took you that long to muster up enough nerve to come and see if you could feel the attraction that I have for you. Now, of course, she's going to say whatever the fuck she say. But the only thing I need in her saying anything, the only thing I need at this point, is a smile. And I'll say to her, let's say she's going to the ladies' room. I'll say to her, when you come from the ladies' room, stop off here and let me whisper some precious things I'm thinking about you. Now, if you're following this scenario, you'll see that manners got me action, but not showing those manners is what's going to catch the woman. See, I'm a fool, motherfucker, 360 degrees. I'm not going to be trapped in... I'm not going to be trapped in what I do. I'm not going to be trapped in what I think. I'm just going to use all that stuff to make the next move I make. And you really have to understand what I'm saying. You cannot be trapped by what you think. You cannot be trapped by what the fuck you think you should do. You should be inspired by that shit. When you tell that bitch when she comes from the ladies' room, you want to whisper some shit to her, you know, when she comes, you have to go right up to her and whisper something to her. If you follow in this scenario, you'll see, you know, manners got me to action, but not showing them is what's going to catch her. And following up with those two distinctly different characteristics is what's going to make her intrigued about you. All I need to do is pay close attention to her. And by me paying close attention to her, she's going to tell me where she's coming from and what to say to her. And when she's actually on her way back from the ladies' room, and let's say it looks like she's going to keep going, I'll step in front of her with a giant smile and compliment her with, could you stop trying to look so damn fine and come over here and speak with me? I will do that. I will say that. And then I'll gesture towards the seat. And, of course, my manners surface again, and I pull the seat out for her, you know, and allow her to sit. But I know from her actions, all I need to do is charm her with my charisma. And I can take her with me. I know that. Now, if you notice, manners played a big part in this whole scenario, but it is only the bait. You still got to be a hell of a fisherman to catch like this. I don't usually offer women drinks, but I do leave that option open. And while it's open, I'm going to say two or three things to her, and then I'm going to get her. I'm going to try to make her laugh. And when she does laugh, I'm going to see that, and then I'm going to take my time and figure out when I need to announce that I got to go take care of some business. And as I get up to leave, I'm going to drop my card on her, and I'm going to tell her to call me in about 90 minutes. What I have to do is not going to take very long. And before I leave, I'm going to let a few minutes go by before I actually leave. And then I'm going to tell her, you know, you don't have to call. But if you don't, you're going to regret it for many years to come. See, and I know that conversations such as this one, I know it shows a woman that you're not to be taken lightly. If she bites on any one line I used, I know I can have her, and so does she. That's why she was so careful. That's why I played so meticulously. This is part of why I'm so intriguing to her. My manners and my attitude are different. But the obvious difference is that I believe in myself. I have a tenet, and I live by it. My tenet is a principle all of you can live by, and it's very simple. My tenet is I believe that what I think has covered all the important bases that I need to cover for me to think what I'm thinking. Now, I am not going to wait for no woman to okay what I say or do. I'm just not going to do that. I only need her to notice and accept it. Or not. She don't have to accept it. Fellas, do you know you don't die because some goddamn woman or women in general do not accept what you said or did? Do you know that? Do you know you're not going to die? You're still going to live. You're going to learn to see that it really is the opposite. You live for when a woman accepts what you say. You don't die when they don't accept. You just scurry on past it, and you just live for when a woman accepts it. I don't care one iota about some fucking woman not accepting what I said to be the shit. I only care if you are the opposite and you think what I said is the shit. If you're the kind of person, kind of dude, who needs approval for the things that you think or do, then you're the goddamn right person for the fucking women out there today. Women prey on dudes who don't have a belief strong enough to stand on. They got to have a belief system strong enough for them to stand on. If they don't, they'll listen to that weak shit you say, and they'll see your insecure body language, and they'll just see you as a mark. Like I asked earlier, how do a person who's had an enormously unsuccessful career at catching women change that? Well, I know you change it by making it a point to see the things in you to believe in. And if you don't have anything to look at right now, get something. Isn't this what you're listening to the show for? Get something from the shit I talk. Don't just listen to it. Don't just hear it. All of you need to understand where I'm coming from. There is an abundance of knowledge out there for you. I'm just saying, when them women see that weak body language you have, and they start looking at you like a mark, you notice it, and you feel it. And then you start feeling the pressure of this totally unsuccessful career you had in catching women. The way you change that is by seeing the things that you believe in. Seeing the things you believe in the things you do. And if you don't have it, like I say, get that shit. That's what you're listening to the show for. Get something from the shit I talk. Take your ass right out after this show and spit at the first broad you see. I mean, just do it. Catching doesn't matter until you're at that point. Catching a broad don't matter. Catching a broad is basics. And you just need to know that you're a quality person. You need to know that your quality is what's going to separate you from the motherfucking zeros that she had before. So what I'm saying is get something from the shit I talk. Take your ass out and spit it abroad right after this show. Actually, spit it every broad you see. Start believing this is what you're supposed to do. Start believing this is you. You guys just don't really understand how powerful my fucking course is for you in this regard, but that's on you. You need something that's going to make you dig into yourself and pull the things I'm talking about out of you, because everything comes from you. Because of how I actually get you to dig into yourself and find that inner strength and pull it out to use, you actually identify with me. If you understand one thing, understand you are the shit if you would allow yourself to develop. And if developing into an alpha male was something anyone could do, shit, motherfuckers would have already done it. Take it from me. It ain't easy, but it's very doable. With the right guidance, you can find that you have all it takes to do some amazing shit. And you know what that is? That's change. See, a lot of people, they don't even really know that change can make them a quality person. They don't really know that the change they've made have already transformed them into a more quality person. They think it's their clothes. They think it's their speech. They think it's everything except what it is. And you and I both know, or at least at this point, you and I both will know, what makes a person a quality person is their actions. Your actions speak louder than any of that other bullshit. It just does. Now, here I am again, 213-213-4216. There you go, man. What's happening?
You just hit something like within me when you was talking. And it's Ravion, by the way. Like, you hit something within me when you was talking about, you feel me, like body language and like being a quality person. Because it's like my body language is off, and I feel like my body language is off because I'm not a quality person. Like, you feel me? So, like, when you said that, that shit really struck a nerve. And I would like to know, like, how could I change all that around and, like, have a strong, like, body language, like a strong presence? Because when I'm on stage,
okay, hold on,
street,
hold on. You said you don't feel like you are a quality person, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I don't, man, that's a good question. Stop.
First, you know why you don't know what to say right now? Because you haven't really identified what a quality person is. So let's do that. What is a quality person to you?
A person who stand on his principles, and a person who say what it mean, and like mean what it say, what they say. Like, I mean what I say, but like.
Stop right there, man. You say a person that say what they mean and mean what they say.
Yeah.
You think that is a quality person.
And a person who
right?
live by a principle. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. For you to say that you don't think you're quality, are you saying you don't live by principles? You don't say what you mean and mean what you say? Yes or no?
Yes. And, like, I can answer why
stop,
if you want me
stop,
to.
Stop. You're saying yes, that you don't mean what you say and live by the words that come out your mouth. You're saying you don't do that?
Like, when I tell myself something, I don't live by it. For example, if I tell myself
can
when
you,
I go outside.
I don't want an explanation. I want an answer.
Yeah.
Are you saying you don't do that?
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to run from it.
No, don't lie. I'm not asking you to lie. I'm asking you to keep it real with me. So what I'm saying is that's where we need to begin. All this other shit you're talking about is way past where we at right now. Because you need to understand that what you think, when you're in a dream state type thinking, or not dream, but, you know, just a fantasy type thinking, that shit don't matter. But when you're in a thinking about what you need to do to be a man, what you need to do to be more responsible for yourself, that shit does matter. And you can't go any further in thinking until you start answering that one thought. Otherwise, even though you've thought that shit, you obviously still don't do what you say you're going to do. Right or wrong?
No, you're right. That's like what I'm struggling with. Okay.
Stop. Don't keep filling yourself up with the bullshit that's keeping you from doing it. When you don't do something and you start explaining to yourself and accepting your own reasoning for why you didn't do it, don't you think you ain't doing nothing but making yourself keep on not doing it?
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to hear it. That's why I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to even say it. I want you to acknowledge what is going on. And you're saying that you still say shit that you don't do. And you know that make you feel less valuable as a man. So my next step is to ask you, why in the fuck don't you do what you say?
Procrastination.
Stop. Procrastination. Stop. Procrastination is definitely a culprit. But that's not why you don't do what you say. When you don't do what you say, that's what you're doing, procrastinating. But why is it that you don't do what you say?
Because probably, like, I'm afraid to dive in the deep end. Like, I'm afraid of the results. Like, if I go out there, like...
Stop. Do you feel the truth in what you're saying? Because I can accept that. Because that's what it is, fear. I didn't know what you were going to say you were afraid of, but I know it's fear. My point is you got to be detailed like this. You got to break shit down like this. And unless you be honest, totally honest with yourself, you cannot overcome it. So what I'm saying is, if you're afraid of the deep end, accept that. But let's go further than that. Does being afraid of the deep end mean you won't get in the deep end?
Yeah, like, it's just the outcome, like not knowing, like.
I didn't ask you all that. I'm asking you, is your fear of being in the deep end, does that mean you won't actually get in the deep end?
It doesn't mean that.
It don't mean that. I think it do. I think that's exactly what it means. And I think every time you're confronted with the deep end, you do what you want to do, and that's explain shit away. What I'm saying is you have to realize that you either can swim or you can't. Obviously, you think you can swim because you're in the pool, but you're afraid of the deep end. What I'm saying is you need to test yourself. Take your ass to the deep end. If you got to have somebody sitting out there watching you, I'm not saying this is what you're really going to do, but I'm saying if you got to have somebody sitting out there watching you, you know, to make sure you don't do nothing crazy and drown, you have them there. But what I'm saying is go get in the deep end. Because the more you think about the deep end, the less you're going to think you can stand the deep end. Because all your thoughts are weak and negative because you don't believe you can stand it, or else you would have told yourself, I need to be in the deep end. And you say, I'm scared of this. And then you would have said, fuck that, I'm getting in the deep end. So your thoughts about the deep end are negative. And negative thoughts can't do nothing but keep you from growing. So I'm just saying, be honest with yourself. Think about where you're trying to go. Now let's use the deep end. You're saying you're trying to go in the deep end. What is the deep end to you? What does the deep end represent to you?
Well, just being, like, more consistent and just throwing myself out there, not giving a fuck, like, just going after what I want. It's not like you always say, like, getting turned down by 100, but not giving up because that 101 bitch might just say yes. So that right there is the deep end, like not caring, just being like on fire when I go out there. Just
what is the problem? What is the problem you see with you getting to that deep end? Let me answer it for you. You have no products. You just listen to the show. So what I'm saying is that's what I want you guys to understand. You can fucking see hella shit from the crumbs that I drop, but you cannot achieve what you're trying to achieve because there is technical things that you need to do with yourself that's in that course. Those technical things that you need to do with yourself are the stepping stones that you're going to use to climb out of the problem that you're having. You know, whatever that problem is, that's the cool part about my course. I don't have to list 300 problems. I know I can list one thing, and that's that it handles your problems. And unless there's going to become, or there's going to come something that it can handle, and let me tell you this, brother. I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but it's been 8-9 years I've been on here. And no one can say that they heard somebody say that my shit does not do what I say it does. The only thing I require is for you to do what is asked of you. If you do what is asked of you, you're going to grow into the person you see you're not right now. And the only reason you see it right now is because you're not supposed to be there. You just are there. You don't know how to leave it. Leave that shit alone. You know how you do that? By getting the information that you can believe in, that you can make your basis of belief, so that when you believe something and it gets challenged, you can step on what you believe and stand up to it. I'm just telling you, bro. You can believe and think what you think. I do all my shit free. You know, my courses, my shows, my shows, all that shit is free. You can ask me whatever question on the show. I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm telling you the truth. And if you want to get what I'm talking about, that's fine. I'll certainly get it to you. But you can talk to me about what you need to talk to me about without spending a dime. So take that money aspect out of the equation until you get ready to buy into the equation. If you're ready to buy into it, then the money doesn't matter. But if you're trying to, you know, compare it or make the money make sense, then you got to do that. Don't buy it. Just get the crumbs and keep doing what you're doing. What you think about what I just said?
Now, what you're saying is like some good shit, and like it's really like amazing. Like it's like really like elevating. Like I feel what you're saying. So I'm just going to have to invest in myself. Like, when the next time I get, like, my paycheck Friday, I'm going to just go and buy your course.
That's what you're going to have to do. And make sure when you do that, you hit my email. What'd you say your name was, first name?
Ray Vion.
Make sure you say your name, and then I'm going to hook you up, brother. Whatever you spend, right, I'm going to hook you up. Whatever you ready to buy, when you're ready to buy, I'm going to make it really worth the money you spend. So just get at me, all right?
All right, good looking out.
For sure. See, the things that I'm talking about right now is really important. And I mentioned manners earlier. Okay, 503. I got you, bro. What's up?
Not shit, man. I was just listening in. And, dude, I mean, for the last caller, you really need to get that confidence course, because that shit will change your whole perspective, man. Because you really gotta see yourself in the best light in order to be swimming out here. Because really, it's not even the deep end, man. We in the sea, bro, swimming with sharks and motherfucking piranhas and shit like that, you know. And so, I mean, you really gotta be ready to dive in there, you know, if you're really gonna do that and you really want to live that life. And that's really.
Hey,
what
you got the course? You sound like you got the course.
Oh hell yeah! I mean, I got the tools. I'm slowly going through these tools right now, but I'm hopping on them just in case, you know, I got them all, actually. But yeah, man, I'm just slowly going through it because it's a lot to digest and stuff, and man.
It sounds like I recognize your voice. Sounds like I recognize your voice, but I'm not going to say. What I'm saying is this. The thing that you're saying is that the proof is in the pudding. The pudding is there. The pudding is there. You are saying or co-signing what I'm saying. And the thing about that is you can't do that unless you get involved. If you get involved with what I'm talking about, you will see the results I'm talking about. And just like this caller is saying, you know, you got to get down. You can't
It's literally life changing. It is life changing fucking information. Man, I
it
would,
is life changing
you know,
information.
One of these
that's
suckers,
right.
I wouldn't be me. You know, it actually helps you find out who the fuck you are. You know, like, I don't know, man. It's just, yeah, it's been a blessing to me, at least. I don't know, you know, how it's been for everybody else, but I mean, there's probably some people that got the course and you know, they didn't even use the information. They probably got halfway through it and, you know, decided they didn't even want to address some of the things with themselves. Because it literally makes you dive into yourself and see who the fuck it is that you are. And sometimes you got to see that, hey, motherfucker, I ain't shit. And I'm going to have to break that motherfucker down and rebuild him into who the fuck I really am and who I want to be, you know, because if not, I'm going to stay on some stupid shit. And I ain't got time
for
that.
Hey, caller, let me tell you something. Listen, you got all my shit you said on Ask Rosebud?
I didn't get the tools. I didn't get any of the tools on that because I didn't
hit
have
me,
a,
caller.
A hard
hit
drive.
Hit me, caller. Make sure, caller, hit me. Make sure you put your phone number in there because I'm gonna remember your phone number. And man, I'm finna bless you with some shit, man, because what you said is really true. And of course, I feel good to hear it. I feel more than good to hear it. I want to reward you for seeing it, you know. And I want to send you three tools, you know, something that, you know, something free, man. Just because. And I'm not saying if you say some shit positive about me. What I'm saying is I can actually believe what he's saying. I can feel what he's saying is true, and he deserves a blessing, period. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, you got to work at it, man. You got to work at it. You got to – I mean, like, truly it comes down to it. If you really want to be you, because everybody, you know, they kind of just follow the leader nowadays. It's like this is what teaches you how to be the leader, you know. And really go out there and get whatever it is the fuck that you want. Because, like, if you're swimming out here or whatever, man, that's where the treasure is. The treasure's in the deep sea, man. So you got to go after that shit.
Hey, we are all leaders. And the only way you're going to be the leader you can be is to find out the information about who you are. And I'm telling you, I don't go to no DNA and trace your, you know, heritage. I don't do none of that. I'm talking to you straight out. And like you, the motherfuckers that really feel it actually feel this shit. And this shit comes to light with their actions. And I really enjoy that, man. And I appreciate what you said, man. Thanks a lot. Let me go a little further and talk about being polite. Being polite, just like manners, is one of the easiest goddamn things you can do. I mean, it's one of the easiest things you can do to get attention. And if you learn to be polite and you don't expect any response from your being polite, it's even better for you. What being polite does is make you see in advance something you should do. Otherwise, if this old lady is walking toward the door and you're going toward the door, you're a little bit behind her and you take a rush, take a few steps to get ahead, and you open the door for her, and she goes in and says, "Thank you, son, woo, woo, woo." See, that's worth its weight in gold. It's just worth its weight in gold. You don't get shit that you can use from that other than appreciation, but that appreciation that she's giving you is way more than appreciation. She's seeing what you did. She's seeing the benefit what you did have for her, and she's responding to it. And she's responding to it positively, which is going to make you see that this is how to be. This is how to be. Now, you guys understand this. We're in overtime. I'm like 10, 12 minutes overtime. I'm not going to go much overtime. And I do know that I had problems with my, with you guys hearing me at first. So that, I'm taking that under consideration. But next week, when I come on, I want you to come back on with as much veracity as you have tonight. And I want more questions. I am not into, as much as I was, I'm not into just having all the things to say. I am into interacting with you about your particular problems or situations so that we can do something directly for you, meaning that even though it's directly for you, you cannot imagine how many motherfuckers out there have the same problem you have. So I'm in this episode. This was a great episode, and I want to thank you. Get at me Sunday, 6 p.m. on this station, blogtalkradio.com/AskRosebud. / Real Talk with Rosebud. All right? I'm out.